We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Random music, the theme this week from my ALEXA, I can't say the name out loud. Gorgon Bartlett joins us on the hotline. He is a little more than an hour away from getting it going for the Cheney Diamond Dogs tonight out at X Stadium in the championship game of the NBC World Series, taking on the Santa Barbara Foresters. Gorgon, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing well. How, any nerves for tonight? You've already played the Santa Barbara team once. They got the best of Cheney. They've got a real juggernaut. What do you think? What do you think you have to do to beat them tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it nerves necessarily, but more of an excitement because baseball is just a game at the end of the day, and it's a fun process to go through. But really to beat these guys, you've got to play clean. And the other night, we just made a little too many mistakes, and doing that just isn't going to beat a good team like this. So that's our plan for today, is just to play clean and play some good baseball.
Gorgon, you've got to win two. And is this a situation that have you been in a situation like this before, in a double elimination kind of thing where you've got to win two? Is this something you're familiar with, your teammates? Have you talked about the You know, is there any pressure, or what's the mindset going into a situation where you know you got to win two?
The mindset is take care of the first one. I mean, I've never personally been in a spot where we've had to win two to advance or here win the championship, but I know a couple guys that have, and the first set is you got to worry about the task in front of you, so that's worry about game one, and then when game two comes around, then you worry about that one.
We're talking with Gorgon Bartlett. He is out of Mays, Kansas. Spent some time at Barton County and then at the St. Louis University, where you were a very good player. What made you decide that you were going to leave St. Louis for Wichita State, Gorgon?
Well, once this COVID started shutting everything down, I was already looking on to go get my master's in school psychology. So I applied somewhere close to home so I could live at home and save some money. And when I did that, I entered the transfer portal, and coaches reached out to me, and we got the ball rolling at Wichita State.
Yeah, and you're one of those seniors. You were in the midst of your senior year at St. Louis and really having a good season when the season was shut down. So you are benefiting from the decision by the NCAA to let seniors like you go ahead and have one more year. I'm sure you were very happy with that, and you feel like you'd like to go out on your own terms.
Oh, of course. I mean, I think every athlete kind of wants to go out on their own terms, and being able to be at home and play in front of the family and just the home crowd is really a dream come true.
Gorgon, Bob had mentioned you were having a great season. You had a great junior season as well at St. Louis, and I was looking at your stats. I'm a stat geek, so you'll have to forgive me. And I noticed something. You got hit 18 times in 55 games as a junior. Is that part of your game? Are you right on top of the plate? Because 18 times, with one every three games, seems like you were getting plunked a lot.
Yeah, honestly, I cannot explain to you exactly as to why that happened. But I don't really crowd the plate, to be honest with you. They would hang a curveball or hit me, or I don't really get out of the way, though. So if a guy brings it in, I'll just turn and wear it and take him for the team, because, I mean, whatever helps the guys win, that's my ultimate goal.
We're talking with Corrigan Bartlett. He'll be spending his final year of college baseball playing for Wichita State. You got shut down last year after 16 games. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with all this even now. What's your opinion of moving forward? We're talking about shutting down college football in many cases. Who knows what the future holds? How do you go about that? Because I know you're a psychology major, so it's got to be interesting. I'd just like to get your perspective on all this.
Yeah, this is a crazy time. I mean, it's not anything that we've ever really seen. And I think to do the thing that needs to come first is safety, in my eyes. So if people are taking the right protocols and following the right rules, I don't see a problem in playing and letting the guys play, because right now in the summer league, we've handled everything as best as we could, and we haven't had any COVID issues on our team. So I hope that we can take the right steps forward and continue to play sports, because I love watching the sports on TV, and fall without football is going to be weird. So hopefully they can get something planned out in the right direction so we can have football in the fall.
Corey, do you feel that baseball is better suited for that, just because you're able to be a little bit more distanced than maybe basketball or football? Do you think it maybe is easier to follow those protocols?
Oh, for sure. I've actually just had a discussion with a family friend not too long ago, and we were actually talking about that. Baseball, we're so far apart for most of the game that it helps a lot with this social distance and some of the rules that have been implemented. So, of course, I see it that way, but hopefully that they can be creative, just like they've done in the bubble in the NBA and with the MLB protocols. They can do the same thing with college sports, because a lot of these guys just want to do what they love and play the sports that they love.
Corrigan Bartlett, our guest, outfielder for the Cheney Diamond Dogs. You were batting .322. You led St. Louis in runs and RBIs at the time the season was shut down. So tell us a little bit about your game, Corrigan.
I try to be the most well-rounded player that I can be. So just with limiting strikeouts, hitting the ball in the air, and having fun while I play. I mean, that's like, I know we play at a high level, but at the end of the day, having fun and enjoying the game is the biggest part of mine, because it keeps the mentality loose and it keeps the game what it is, and that's a child's game.
Well, it's good talking with you. We're excited that you're going to be spending your final year of college baseball here at home at Wichita State. Congratulations on a really good college career already. It's good that you get to extend it for a little bit.
I really appreciate you guys having me, and thank you for your time.
All right, there's Corrigan Bartlett. Soon to be Shocker.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, you know, having a guy like that who's going to be 24 years old, I mean, experienced veteran, great contact hitter, decent power. I mean, just seems like he would slot right in perfectly.
There you go. And he's a member of the Cheney Diamond Dogs. They're in action starting at 6 o'clock, X Stadium, championship night of the NBC World Series. Santa Barbara gunning for championship number 8.
That's crazy.
And they are certainly the favorites with an unbeaten record going into tonight's championship round. Back in a minute with Jive Talk. Hour number 2, we'll talk with Austin Meek from the newspaper in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Get his thoughts on what the Big Ten must be considering at this moment. Stay with us. Bob Lutz, Jamin Anderson, The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.